You sure?
No doubt about it. It's the most virulent kind of plague there is. A carrier just has to touch you, and you've got it.
That explains the jobs we're being trained for. See, each one of these jobs has one thing in common. Wide human contact. Dancer in a discotheque. Fry cook handling food all day. Librarian. Vendor in a ballpark. Each of these jobs involves hundreds, if not thousands, of contacts a day. I think that each of these trainees is going to be infected with a plague without knowing it. He'll be sent to the United States thinking he's on some kind of espionage mission or something, but before he dies, he'll infect thousands, who in turn will infect thousands more. It's a perfect plan. Self-eliminating. The carriers die thinking their disease is an accident. When the last carrier goes, any trace of a plan or hope of pinning it on someone goes with them.
But how can they infect all the people training here without them knowing it?
Easily. The bacteria can be introduced through their food, the water, a number of ways.
When will they start that?
They may already have started.
Then we may have the plague.
My blood went from water through a hose to jello through a straw. And I had massive amounts of blood clots in the back of my right leg, where my doctor was really worried about me being able to actually just fly again without throwing a blood clot. It has been the year of the funeral. This is not the year you go see brides and weddings and baby showers. This is the year you're hearing everybody every weekend going to a funeral, because we don't know what to do about the vaccine's results of just shedding. They didn't have to vaccinate everybody. They just had to vaccinate enough and know that it was transferable through fluids, sweat. So why are we decomposing? It's because something's in our body forcing that decomposition, and it's at an accelerated rate, because the goal is to wipe us off this planet.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thanks so much for tuning in. That was Chris Edelkamp from ampnews.us, and she's here to tell you firsthand, shedding from the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is 100% real. And is the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine causing injury? I want to play some sound bites for you, but before I do that, tell us your story.
So I was a medical myotherapist for 18 years. What that is a pro athlete, hands-on, kind of a hybrid massage therapist, where I did manual adjustment with the muscle tissue where it integrated into the bone. It basically means just a muscle engineer. There's not very many of us in the country. That's why it's not a common statement that people know what we do. But that being stated, I worked hands-on 60 minutes at a time, 6 to 7 hours a day on athletes, skin-to-skin contact for 18 years. I mean, talking about through tuberculosis, H1N1, people with flus. I mean, nothing really affected me, because it's like being around a five-year-old from kindergarten for 6 months. Once you build up those antibodies and immunities, you have herd immunity for yourself. You can be really around anyone. So COVID itself did not really affect me. And fun fact, I happen to be pregnant during COVID. I have a two-year-old. So I worked through pregnancy. I was pain management, so I was able to keep working. And I didn't wear a mask because they're ridiculous. It's stupid. I'm not putting a diaper on my face all day. I'm trying to breathe. Plus the fact I wanted oxygen for my child while I was, you know, raising, caring for them inside my body. And I wound up going on maternity leave in March of 2021. I came back June of 2021, three months later, and some of my athletes had gotten vaccinated at that point. So before that, they hadn't really gotten into the full vaccine profile. I normally would never massage a person that was within 2 weeks of an mRNA vaccine, like a flu shot, because I'm very sensitive chemically to those problems. I always used to see hand pain and joint pain after I'd work on somebody who'd had a flu vaccine. So it was just part of my protocol, and I considered it a contraindication. I had a patient of mine, we'll call him patient A. I know exactly how I got affected. I worked on this person every other Monday, rain or shine, a hurricane or no hurricane. He was always on my table because he had been on IR and he wanted to maintain his position on the MLB and didn't want to get injured again. So that's a lot of problems with Tommy John syndrome. You have to maintain it in the elbow. He was there. I worked on him next day, Tuesday morning. My tongue swelled up, cracked, bled, blisters, left side of my spine and my cervical spine up my neck. Horrible headache. I'd never had a spinal migraine in my neck. It always was in my head if I ever had one. The left ring finger, which still doesn't straighten out to this day, bent, could not get it to straighten out. And my left ankle was very painful and my feet were numb. So I did not quite understand what happened. I thought maybe it was some sort of allergy or I'd eaten something. I'm very aware of my body. I maintain a super healthy diet, no gluten, no sugar, no dairy. I take all my vitamins, my herbs. You have to when you work at that capacity and that level. And if you don't rub, you don't eat. That's the way it goes. So you got to be able to be available every day, and illness was expensive. So I always maintained a healthy body. By Thursday, I was better. I ate coconut oil, did my essential oils, everything I knew to do holistically. And I did actually reverse a lot of those symptoms 2 weeks later, worked on the same patient Tuesday morning, woke up, identical issues. Now I'm seeing a pattern. It doesn't take me long to find a pattern. Again, I'm not the type of person that's just going to sit around and wait. So I did the same protocol, got better 2 weeks later, worked on the same patient. I was a little concerned that this might be the issue because he was the only one I was working on that had been vaxxed. And I had known that there was shedding that happens because whatever's in somebody's body is in my heart in 126 seconds because of sweat and because of lotion and coconut oil and constant contact for 60 full minutes. I literally would not lift my hand up off of a patient for a full hour. So that constant contact does shed, period. Does not matter. It does shed. If you have a chemical in your body that's even, I had a patient of mine that was taking drugs for numbness for an elbow, and my hand started going numb after about 35 minutes of working on them. So that stuff does transfer. And if you don't realize that this body's a sponge, the skin is a sponge, it's not an armor suit. That would be great if it was, but it's not. It pulls in everything. Your pores and your hands and your feet are huge. So I woke up the next morning, of course, same exact issues. My license was due August 2021 to be renewed. And I knew at the end of June that I could not continue my job any longer after 18 years and working really hard to get into that field. It is hard to be an athlete therapist. Let's just be frank. I'm 5'4 and 120. My athletes were 6'8 and 380, all the way down to 6'2 and 200. And to get that kind of clout and to be able to build yourself into that position where people trusted you all over the country, worked for Applied Science Performance Institute, that was my love. It was my career. I was very proud of where I'd gotten to, and I had to let it all go because I didn't trust how many more athletes were going to get sick and what was it going to do to my body. A year later, I was on a plane to Dallas. It was almost exactly a year later. It was end of July, first of August of 2022. I was on a plane from Dallas to Tampa, and I had a heavy, heavy weight. Felt like somebody sat on my back with an elephant, burning in my chest, and my arms went numb and my feet went black. Scared me. I was on the plane with my boyfriend at the time, who's now my fiance. He was in the health industry, and he's like, "This is really bad." And I was like, "This feels like a female heart attack. Like, this is what they talk about." And I'd never had any problems medically. Didn't make any sense. I mean, this is, I'd already left medical and went to media and was already working in AMP News and already doing that for a long time. So to trace it back is rather difficult. And I think that's what's happening now is that people are having sudden issues now, but it takes a long time for shedding to actually have results. Think of microscopic nanite size razor blades tearing up your cells. They're very, very tiny, but you do it over and over and over again for a year, suddenly you're going to have major issues. I went to a doctor in Arizona, who has suppressed technology. It's an ultrasound that can see inside the body and do lasers and scans. She can see the carotid, the popliteal, which is in the back of the kneecap where the femoral artery runs. Because my feet and legs were going numb and they were blue and black, I knew there had to be something wrong with my circulatory system. And sure enough, she found peripheral arterial disease. Normal doctors would call that cardiac arterial disease or CAD, which they're finding heavily now, which they just came out with. I think it was CBS that said that COVID is causing young people to get CAD. It's not COVID, it's the
It's the
vaccine
vaccine.
doing it. And if you already have PAD, which is a comorbidity, you get it from your parents, you don't ever have a problem with it until you do something to your body. that makes that be active. So I had PAD my whole life, never knew, because I eat healthy, exercise, take good care of myself, and drink a ton of water. It's never going to be an issue. My blood went from water through a hose to jello through a straw. And I had massive amounts of blood clots in the back of my right leg, where my doctor was really worried about me being able to actually just fly again without throwing a blood clot. She told me, she says, I'm concerned you're going to wake up. You're not going to wake up.
Oh my God.
That was August 31st.
Of what year?
Of 2022. This was only a few months ago.
Oh my God. So you dedicated your life to building this business, working with professional athletes. This particular patient was a Major League Baseball player.